BlogTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer... Sir Rocket,
my little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you happen to have your Amazon Prime and your Twitch account linked, well, that's called Twitch Prime, and you get a free sub with that. And you know what? If you have one available... feel free to use it here. It's the purple button up at the top above the screen. You just click on that. It tells you if you have a sub available, and you just hit that little subscribe button, and you get to subscribe for free for the whole month. That's pretty awesome. It's a great deal. And, well, if you want to use it elsewhere, okay, that's fine, too, but we really want you to use it here. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sorokin.
We're here. We're live at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Word on the Twitter. It's come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive. That's more purple than normal because Twitch went crazy with purple. So that's a
Twitch
thing.
Twitch went through a rebrand.
Yeah. Well, all the streamers are gone to TwitchCon. They went, hey, here's purple. Because it's been a year since they made some changes. Now, here's more changes. So, yeah. Off the top, there is no Fortnite with friends after the show because this is the best you get. It's been a day.
So he's not feeling well. I had to have surgery over the weekend. Nothing major, I promise. But I'm not quite talking normally yet. So it's going to be an interesting show, guys. It's going to be a really interesting show. Let's just get that out of the way right now.
We're going to power through and presented by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211.
Because we're professionals, damn
professionals.
It.
Professionals.
Professionals. Anyway, so let's jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. We are just going to keep hitting the crap out of that.
What do you
anyway.
Mean? You mean YouTube.com/MBG1211?
Yeah. Yeah, that thing. That
wow,
place.
That's MBG Films. That's YouTube.com/MBG1211.
Go check it out when you get a sec.
I mean, so hit that, ring that bell.
Ring that bell.
Anyway.
Tell Matt we said hi.
Let's get into
it.
Let's get into the news presented by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. You can tell it's one of those nights.
It's going to be one of those nights, guys. Anyway, so it's kind of a big story this week. I don't think it's the biggest story this week, but I want to lead off with it because, honestly, this has not been a good week for Impact Wrestling. And I'm going to tell you why it has not been a good week for Impact Wrestling. Because, well, number one, they lost their production company this week. Kevin Sullivan TV was doing Impact's television for them, has been doing it for years. Kevin Sullivan has been with Impact since 2005, off and on. And, well, he started his own production company, and he was working with them. And when the new owners took over, they were like, oh, hey, you know, or Kevin Sullivan was like, hey, I want a contract. And they're like, hey, no. And they tried to work something out, and they couldn't work anything out. So he was kind of working with them anyway, and then he started working with AEW, and AEW kind of went, hey!
We have a TV show coming up. Here's a bunch of money. Come do our post-production.
Yeah, so basically, like, hey, you know, we'll pay you a bunch of money to come do our stuff exclusively. And that's, so essentially, that's what happened, is Kevin Sullivan was like, bye! And, like, packed up his stuff, packed up his people, and left Impact. So Kevin Sullivan, Impact TV, they are no more, they are no longer friends, they're no longer speaking. Well, I don't know if they're no longer speaking, but they're no longer working together, that's for sure, as he's now exclusively working for AEW. It's left Impact in quite a pickle.
Yeah, Kevin Sullivan and his production team were doing all the production, post-production work. They were not there for the live TV tapings, but they were there for all the video, putting the show together, since it was never live. They were doing all the post-production work, so that's a big hit for the company.
And this is after Fight TV or Fight Network went through and basically fired everybody that was doing the post-production work for the network that they just bought.
Access. They fired a bunch of people. I don't know if it was the production people or what, but a lot of people got canned. But speaking of that, we have an update.
We do?
We do. Impact will now be airing Tuesdays on Access TV at 8 p.m. Eastern, starting the end of October. With a new program, there'll be specials leading up to it on Tuesday nights, starting beginning of October. Different internet pay-per-views they've done, they'll be airing on Access leading up to the end of the month, where Impact will be on Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, taking over the SmackDown time slot.
There you go. And, well, one last Impact story for you, just because, you know, we're going to get it all out of the way up front, and that is that Johnny Impact is officially done with Impact Wrestling, and he's now Johnny Raw, because he, which is a really bad porn star name, by the way, he has officially signed with WWE, so he's making his return and leaving Impact. Now, he hadn't been with Impact for a while, but they're still done.
He left, so his contract came up about a couple months ago, so he finished up, I guess, at the last pay-per-view, Slammiversary, back in June, July, whenever that was. I think that was his last set of contract appearances for them. He's now signed back with WWE, whether it's Johnny Raw, Johnny SmackDown, Johnny
NXT.
Johnny Next? I don't know. Who knows?
Well, there's already a Johnny NXT. His name is Johnny Gargano, so we'll have to see if there's a little issue with that.
We could get a Johnny Wrestling versus Johnny Next for the name Johnny, because the intern sent me a tweet, a DM earlier. It's like, could we see Johnny Wrestling versus Johnny Impact in NXT? I mean, we could. It's a possibility. As far as where he should go, he's 39 years old. He really doesn't need to be down in NXT. Him being on Raw with Heyman might not be the worst idea. But also, he can portray that star character well, which could work for SmackDown. I don't know. I see him on the main roster somewhere. I don't know if he goes back to NXT.
We'll just have to see what they do with him. So, congratulations to him. Circling back to AEW real quick, we have an update on their TV deal for the UK. And it's kind of an interesting deal. I'm not sure if it's the best deal, but they got one, and that's all that matters. And that is, basically, if you live in the UK, you can pay $5 for a premium channel, and you can see AEW. And that's $5 a month. That's not per episode. So, $5 a month gets you all the AEW that you want to watch, plus you get a free replay for it on the same channel. This is slightly different than I think what a lot of people were expecting, especially seeing as they were sort of crowing about the TV deal that they had in the UK before it ever got announced. And they were saying that, you know, it was better than WWE's and it was a really good deal and yada, 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 yada. So I think a lot of people had really high expectations for this. And I would have to say that this is slightly underwhelming. Maybe. I mean, it's good that they have a TV deal, and that's awesome that they have one, but the fact that you're paying $5 a month to watch the show, and I think they're only getting $2 per user for the entire month, that seems like that's a pretty, not a financially good deal.
They're not getting $2 a user for that. You missed the joke of that.
I missed the joke of that?
Yeah. So the thing I sent you earlier about them, they're coming back, right?
Yeah.
They're getting $2.
Oh, okay. You see, this is why you shouldn't send me this crap at work, because I'm not fully paying attention. Anyway, yeah, you get $2. There you go. You suck. Anyway, but you do have to pay $5 to watch it on the channel.
It's $5 on Fight TV for anyone outside the U.S. and Canada. It will air on Sunday mornings or Sunday evenings in the U.K. on ITV, and then there'll be a shortened version of it. I'm going to hit this button and then we'll talk about it.
Whole TV deal with Warner Media, TNT, and with ITV in the United Kingdom. So ITV, I'm going to let you guys know, WWE's TV deal in the United Kingdom sucks compared to ours. And we haven't had a single show.
You just had to do it, and you just couldn't help yourself.
I told you to tell me no.
I did tell you no.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You said you weren't going to stop me.
This is true. I did say I wasn't going to stop him.
Far be it from you to criticize UK TV deals, not living there and making a big priority, but it's not the best.
Not deal. Having one.
Yeah. They don't have a real TV deal, a live TV deal. Like, I got into it with someone on Twitter today about this, and they're like, you don't care about anywhere other countries. It's... people are making a big deal about it because they promised it. You heard it in his voice. And then his response is, it was just a comedy, you know, comedy get-together thing they talked about it on. Like, no, you're an EVP. Words that come out of your mouth mean something.
You can't go out and talk smack like that and not be able to back it up. Like, that's the whole thing. It's probably at the time, given the context, they could have had a very different deal. And with everything that sort of went down behind the scenes, supposedly, where they were shopping a product that they didn't own, and so they kind of had a bad track on that a little bit with networks, and it kind of maybe altered some of the TV deals that they had. That could be a thing, and that could be what happened here, is people basically found out that, you know, All In was produced by Sinclair. It wasn't produced by AEW.
It's not fully that. It was more, TNT has a certain set for commercials, right? The way commercials air, right? On cable mm-hmm. television. The ITV network is has a different style for commercials in terms of time spacing. They don't even out, which makes it difficult, apparently, for them to air live on that channel in the UK, which, if that was the case all along, you should have maybe negotiated with a different network.
Well, it could be that ITV was the only one that was willing to listen, but I mean, at the same time...
That's the thing. So it's like, don't overhype something.
But to kind of get into that, to get in the nitty-gritty, if that's the case where the commercials don't line up, then that's when you need to start talking about not airing it live.
Which is why it's airing 4 days later.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is it does air 4 days after the fact that it airs in the United States.
And that's why they're offering the $5 deal. People are upset about it. Like, a lot of fans were upset about it because they were making it clear, we have a good UK TV deal, we have a good UK TV deal, and it's like, we didn't get that far. And there's been no announcement about Canada yet either, so it's like, what's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of anticipation for AEW. It's hitting TV next week. People are curious. People want to see it. Like, they've done a wonderful job drumming up interest. They've been very strategic in terms of their advertising. They were able to get ad commercial spots on SmackDown, on NXT. I think they got one on Raw, too. But they've gotten commercials into the first hour of WWE's programming this past week, and they got a commercial spot in on the debut of NXT. So that should tell you something, that whoever's running their advertising is being very smart about this. They're drumming up a lot of curiosity, and people, like I said, people want to see it. People want to watch it. And especially outside the United States, people are curious. And now, you know, I think a lot of people had the expectation that it was going to be free, that you can just watch it on TV like you can WWE. Like, I don't know how UK TV essentially works. I do not know that. I don't know if you guys have like cable companies over there or what the deal is. If somebody is British and would like to tell me how that all works, that would be wonderful. But I know here we have cable companies and we pay monthly subscriptions and yada, yada, yada. And I think it's pretty much the same thing there, but I don't want to assume anything because it could be different. But anyway, I think a lot of people were expecting to get the show with whatever cable package they have or whatever TV package they have. And now it's, well, if you want to watch it, it's $5 extra outside the United States. And it's like, well, that's different than anything else. So now it's, well, do I really want to pay $5 a month to watch AEW?
Mm-hmm. Especially when Magic Fairies exist and there are other ways to watch it.
This is true. Even though they've done a really good job of cracking down on that.
On pay-per-view.
We'll see if they can do it on TV. But for their paper, they've done a really nice job of locking everything down. But at the same time, after the live broadcast, things happen on the internet.
Yeah, and they're disappointing a fan base, and that's what this whole thing is. But we can't criticize it because it's AEW, and you can't criticize All Elite Wrestling, according to Twitter, because it's the most over-criticized thing on the internet, because, you know, we're not allowed to criticize it at all.
He's being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the most over-criticized thing, but it's something that there is a lot of scrutiny on it right now, because what we're watching, the thing is, when Impact started, go way back in the time machine when Impact started, because I feel old now.
I graduated high school when it aired, when it debuted.
I was a sophomore in college. That tells you how old I am. I'm very old, y'all. Anyway, so when Impact started, it was really at the forefront of social media. And things like the online dirt sheets were just starting to kick up, and Twitter didn't exist, and Facebook was not as big as it was, and there was no Instagram, and there was no this, and there was no that. So we didn't get the same amount of communication with Impact that we did with that we're getting with AEW. So there is naturally a lot more scrutiny because there's a lot more access to information than there has been in the past. The same thing goes for ROH. The media coverage for wrestling that we have now wasn't there then. It seriously wasn't. Like, way back in the day, the dirt sheets were the dirt sheets. Like, you kind of went to Lords of Pain, and that was, like, Lords of Pain, and I think there was one other.
There are a few. There are still the same ones out there, but there's all 100 more now because everyone can copy-paste. But you had your website, you had your Wrestling Observers, you had your One Wrestling slash P Windsors. Remember P Windsor? Mm-hmm. Or it's now actually PW Insider, but P Windsor, because that's the joke. And you had, you were able to have your view on wrestling from some website. don't remember what that was.
I can't remember the name of that one. Not sure who ran it.
Some funky white boy. Anyway, don't mind us. We're just
reminiscing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there is a lot of scrutiny on AEW. Some of it is fair. Some of it is unfair. I think there is a right to kind of look at what they're doing, because from a business side of things, you kind of look at what they're doing and you're like, I'm not sure that's the smartest move. I'm not sure if that's the smartest PR move. I feel like just for what I work in and what I do for a living, not that it really correlates, but knowing how our EVPs handle themselves, knowing how our directors, our executive team handles themselves, that this AEW is vastly different. It's a different industry altogether, but there has to be a level of professionalism there. And these are people that I work with that, you know, they've gone through this for years, that they've basically been groomed to do this job. And Cody and the Bucks and everybody are still trying to figure this out. Like, they've never been executives before. You know, they didn't go to school to be executives, because yes, you can actually go to school to be an executive. You know, they don't have the proper training, so they're still learning. And I think that's creating more headaches for them than what they need.
And here's the thing. I'll give the Young Bucks credit. When they come out and say something, they don't go over the top and sort of promise the world and not deliver. What they say actually happens. It's Cody who every time he, awesome, they, no pass interference, whenever Cody opens his mouth, as I played in the clip, and it wasn't trying to be, like, mock it, even though the horn mocked it, it's when he opened his mouth, and then has to and it doesn't come true, and then he has to backpedal, it doesn't make him look good. And so far, Cody's opened his mouth a bunch of times, whether it's been on television, or in a setting like that, where he's had a backpedal on a decision made. And that's where you should be open to criticism and should, you know, they should be under scrutiny because that's a thing. Because if it's being said and put out there and you have expectations of, hey, we in the UK can go watch this live on a Wednesday night with the rest of the world, then that's where you're at. Don't set the expectation. Say, hey, something's coming and leave it at that. Say, we're working on a TV deal. Then it comes out, boom. And the problem was some dude at ITV let the cat out of the bag on what the TV deal was. They put out the bad part of the TV deal first. And that's where it is. There's talks of it, the time when it airs could be closer to the air date going forward, but they were not able to agree on that just yet. So we'll see. But they're allowed to be criticized. The people who say they can't be need to look at what everyone does about WWE. And every single thing WWE does gets criticized, no matter what.
You have to be able to look at it objectively. I mean, it's like, I love WWE, but they screw up all the time. And they make stupid decisions all the time. And we'll sit there and we'll call it out when it's stupid. You know, I have no problem doing that. But I feel like you can't look at AEW and look at who's running it and say, oh, it's going to be perfect because XYZ. It's not going to be perfect. They're not going to be perfect because they're still learning. They're still growing. It's a brand new company that's getting off the ground. And I think the most experienced in that company is probably Tony Khan because he's done this before. He's done a startup before. That's how he's made his money and, you know, the whole family connection thing. But anyway, point is he started his own company. He's made it very, very successful. And now he's doing this. And so he understands how this all works. And so he's on the back end running the business end. And then you have Cody on the front end. And I just feel like, you know, as time progresses, hopefully they kind of learn how to talk to the public, how to deal with the press, how to do all of that and carry themselves.
Manage expectations, and that's the key.
Yeah.
Manage your expectations you set for people, and that's their problem right now. You have someone in position of power not managing the expectation and looking for a cheap pop.
I mean, I get they want to generate buzz. I get they want to create interest, and that's one thing, but don't make promises that you can't keep, and don't make it so you have to backpedal.
Because he's on Twitter backpedaling tonight, and that's not a good look.
No.
Anyway, let's continue on.
Anyway, we could harp on this all night, but we're not going to, and we're kind of going in circles. So, moving on, now we're going to flip over and talk about WWE, because WWE made a lot of moves this week in anticipation of the TV deals going into effect and everything kicking off. First and foremost, SmackDown has a brand new primary sponsor. It's going to be presented by Progressive Insurance, so good for them. Congratulations.
It's going
to
feature a lot of different things with the brand. So that's
good. It's making moves. Mm-hmm. 205 Live is moving to Fridays with SmackDown. And interestingly enough, it has now been moved under NXT Creative. So before it was under main roster, now it's under NXT, which means Hunter's getting his people back.
Yeah, so it's 205 Live moves to Friday starting next Friday night, immediately following SmackDown. Friday night SmackDown. Because we have to make that a headline. Friday Night SmackDown. Because no one realized that's the name for a month now. Anyway.
I'll be drinking. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
I know, but news sites went, hey, did you see it's called Friday Night SmackDown? Duh. It's been the graphic they've been promoting for a month.
I'm so not happy about SmackDown moving to Fridays. I'm really not. I'm never going to see it ever again because of all the days, Friday. You pick Friday. Thanks, guys.
It'll give her something to watch on Saturday morning.
There we go. When I'm hungover. Anyways, NXT UK is moving to Thursday.
Which makes sense. There would be too much WWE product on Wednesday. Focus one NXT on. It's easier to focus on the NXT live show than move that to Thursdays. It also adds another day of the week for WWE wrestling. So they now have Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Take a break on Tuesdays.
No, I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that one because, well, they announced a brand new show today for WWE. That's right. The anticipated WWE Backstage got put out there, and it's going to be on Tuesdays. No, it starts on November 5th at 11 p.m. and it's going to be hosted by Renee Young and Booker T. This does mean that Renee Young is off of commentary.
But we'll talk about that in a second. Yes, this will air on Thursdays at 11 p.m. Eastern on FS1. Just for the channel. So there you go.
There you go. So congratulations to Renee and Booker. And that means that there are brand new announced teams for Raw, SmackDown. NXT is staying the same. Nigel, Beth, and Mauro are all going to be there. But interestingly enough, there have been some moves made. And on SmackDown, you're going to have Michael Cole, Corey Graves.
With Renee Young as a touchdown.
She's going to be a touchdown?
She's going to be she is a touchdown. No. Corey Graves, Renee Young will be a special contributor.
Yeah, so basically they're getting rid of the three person.
On SmackDown, they're going to get rid of the three man booth. It's going to be probably Colin Graves and Renee Young will probably have segments from the Fox Center or whatever. Or she'll host a show or whatever. Her duties are no longer to focus on commentary. And she's happy about this. She's happy about being a host of our own show with WWE Backstage. So, because she always loved doing Talking Smack.
She was so good at Talking Smack.
And hopefully this sort of resembles it, kind of, but in a different fashion. But that's where we are. So, yeah. So, it's Corey and Cole on SmackDown.
And on Raw, I'm super excited because a guy that we interviewed, and I think we actually talked about this with him, didn't we?
Maybe.
Wouldn't it be cool if he ended up on Raw or SmackDown?
I think so.
I think we actually did ask him that question. I'm not 100% sure, but Vic Joseph is getting a major upgrade as he moves from NXT UK
and 205
Live to Monday Night Raw, and he's joined by Jerry the King Lawler and who is it again?
Dio Madden.
Dio Madden, thank you. I'm sorry. He's new.
Yeah, he's just started on 205 Live with Vic Joseph. He's the former football player who was training down in NXT. They moved him to commentary. Okay, let's talk about the elephant, and that's Jerry the King Lawler.
I'm not sure about this.
Okay. Here's the deal, here's some of the speculation regarding Jerry Lawler. He's there to help probably get Dio through it a little bit at the start, get him comfortable, and then they're probably going to put someone else in that position. You know what I mean? Which makes sense. If you're going to, if you want a familiar name out there, Jerry Lawler's a good one. Say what you will about it. He can do color commentary in his sleep. So he's probably going to be out there to help Dio along this journey. And that's fine, because I don't think they want Jerry Lawler full time, but for now, he's being called upon to help set this up, which makes sense. Where this leaves Tom Phillips and Byron Saxton, nobody knows. I think Byron may do interview somewhere. I know he'll probably do main event. He'll probably commentate main event, which I think he's been doing. So there's that. Where Tom Phillips is concerned, he's currently being assigned to be a producer of some sort, whatever that means. So that's his role for now. Where he ends up, nobody knows. It sucks. I really like Tom Phillips. So we'll see where it goes. But they see something in Vic Joseph. He's really good. He legitimately reached out to us to come on to our show to talk about House of Hardcore back in the day. So he reached out to us. Like, he heard our show and wanted to be on our program. So it's always cool to see someone like that now being the voice of Monday Night Raw. This also states, you can see what the focus show is, what the new A show is.
It's
Friday Night SmackDown.
I'm super happy for Vic. He's the nicest person in the world, and he deserves this. He's incredibly talented, love him to death, and so I'm amazingly happy for him that he's on Monday Night Raw, because I know he was beyond excited on Twitter. Like, he was gushing on Twitter. He's so excited. But yeah, you can tell that the focus is shifting off of Monday Night Raw because it's staying on USA and everything is being pointed at SmackDown, which that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. You're moving Graves and you're moving Cole and you're moving Renee onto SmackDown. They're going to Fox. It's a big deal. It's a major network deal. So you should have all your focus there. And I mean, I don't blame them at all for it.
Nope.
So, but in terms of Vic, that's awesome. And Jerry being there, part of it is a nostalgia factor. Let's all be real. It is. But at the same time, you have a young announced team. And while Vic has done NXT UK and he's done House of Hardcore and he's done other things, he's never done anything on this level.
This is a 3-hour beast known as Monday Night Raw. It's not 205 Live. It's not the taped NXT UK. This is Monday Night Raw, the flagship of the USA Network.
So, you know, the fact that they've brought in somebody that has experience doing Raw to get these two through it, I think is really smart. And if Jerry sticks around, Jerry sticks around. Because here's the thing. It's not going to be the Jerry Lawler screaming puppies. We all know that, right? Like, we're all ready for that. But it's not going to be that Jerry Lawler. I think he's going to take the lead at first, but I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he doesn't start to back off after a while.
Once they're
comfortable.
Once they're comfortable. They were working Mickey James as an announcer last week for main event. So they're going to work new people in. It's just figuring it out. And if
they're trying to find new voices.
And
that's what they're trying to do.
And with Paul Heyman running the show, they will be given the freedom to be themselves, rather overproduce with a Vince McMahon.
Yeah, they're not going to have Vince yelling in their ear.
As much. We would assume.
We would hope.
Because,
but yeah,
because
so.
Vince is focused. Oh, almost picked. He had it and he dropped it and anyway.
Anyway, by the way, this is The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And yeah, so here's the deal. We're talking wrestling and Rock is an Eagles fan and the Eagles are playing the Packers. So you're going to hear interjections of football in between wrestling news here on the show. So anyway, going outside of WWE land, at least the TV deals a little bit, Glow on Netflix has been announced for one more season with our favorite ladies. So I'm very excited that they get to finish out the series because they were last in Vegas. So we're going to get to see kind of how it all wraps up and ends, which is cool.
It's cool. So they get one more season. That's cool.
So check it out when you get a chance. A big congratulations to Miz and Maryse as they welcomed their second child, a little girl named Madison Jade Mizanin. So congratulations. Maryse had her last Friday. And everybody's doing well. Everybody's fine. So congratulations to the Mizanin family. They've been putting out adorable pictures of the babies, and it's just so cute. And she's so tiny. Mm-hmm. And last but certainly not least, Becky Lynch and Big Show are going to be on Cereal Boxes.
Post-consumer brands and WWE Today announced an expanded partnership that brings the thrill and excitement of WWE to Cereal Boxes nationwide as superstars Becky Lynch and Big Show will be featured on the front of nearly 7 million boxes of Post-Honeycomb cereal and Post-Golden Crisp cereal. Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch will be on the cover of the front of the Golden Crisp cereal box. And Big Show will be on Honeycomb because Honeycomb is a cereal known for its big flavor and unique big honeycomb shape.
Gee, I wonder who's going on what box.
That's why, because he's on that one. And Becky's on it because the iconic mascot Sugarbear remains a beloved fan favorite. That was the press release. I'm just reading what it says.
It's a thing.
Anyway, so we take a break.
Let's take our first and only break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week, the SmackDown Throwdown, and NXT. And we're going to be talking a little Fortnite tonight because, well, Season 11 is looming and we're not going to get a chance to talk about it before it launches. So we're going to take advantage of the opportunity of no pay-per-view and talk about it now. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports. Video games, movies, and even the X-rated. you help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night
bang event.
CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at... Or, well, no, not even that. Good God, I screwed up the plug. Anyway, if you have a Twitch Prime sub and you'd like to use it here, please use it here because, well, I'm not paying attention. So, yeah, just please.
If you have an Amazon Prime account, if you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free right now. Just click that very, very purple rectangular button above the screen right now to do so and subscribe for free with Twitch Prime.
Ding! There you go. He's the professional shill. I suck at it. Anyway, Tweet of the Week.
Maybe. Hey, unmute. There we go.
To be the kind of person spending time on my space until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I'm a bad host. post. I only have one tweet this week because it was a busy week at work. Bray Wyatt, wait till you see the mask. Baking Jason designed me for the Masked Singer on Fox season 3. Super neato.
Truth. Bray Wyatt has the singing voice of an angel with scabbed wings, says Jason Baker.
I mean, he does have a pretty nice singing voice.
He does, I guess. He's got the whole world in his hands. So that was the only one you had?
That's the only one I had.
I don't have that money. So WWE tweeted out how EC3 made history in WWE Manila and became WWE 24/7 champion. Drake Maverick, mate? You knew where he was and didn't tell me? Dude, I'm in Asia. You just don't listen to me anymore. You're always reading books. I love the two of them together. They're great.
They're amazing.
Courage JD. Can y'all say a prayer for my friend? Ain't nothing wrong with him. He just thinks Interstellar was a better movie than Inception. Dr. Lubo, this is actually a bottom tier tweet and your Twitter is at risk of being shut down because of it. If you follow them, there was a big discussion about that. Anyway, I digress. Dr. Lubo, hey there. It's that time again. TwitchCon is only days away and I'm very excited to meet as many people as possible. But if you walk up and say hello without deodorant on after taking a shower that day, I will literally spray you with a hose. Please, wash yourself.
I'm going to back Lupo up on that. Please, for the love of God, wear deodorant.
Dr. Lupo, adding bots to Fortnite? Finally, someone with the same level of skill as me. Dr. Lupo, it's finally happened in the beginning of the end. We didn't know how they would strike or when it would happen. The final days of humanity, as foretold by the entire Terminator series. The second a bot cranks a 90 in Fortnite, we'll know that Skynet is online.
We're doomed.
Corey Graves, Mr. 24/7. Smiley face. At Carmella. Drake Maverick. No way. No way. Just no!
By the way, I love the follow-up between Renee Michelle and Drake in terms of pursuing Carmella now. The storytelling on this is just so amazing. Renee has printed flyers and she is looking for Carmella.
Mm-hmm. Hella Mega Joey goes, and this was the comment Lindsay was brought up earlier. So UK fans are expected to pay $5 when they only get $2 in return? Brexit is really doing a number on the exchange rate. Get it? $2?
Yeah, now I get it. That was a pretty pass.
And finally, Richard Triunfo. Forget the Canellos Maury Povich stuff. I want Maury on NXT UK to tell us that Trent is Tyler's dad.
We know Trent is Tyler's dad. No, I want Maury on NXT to tell us that William Regal is Pete Dunne's father.
Next time on Maury.
By the way, like, I'm all for the Maury Povich thing, except I feel like it crosses some weird alternate universe type stuff that I'm not sure about.
Okay.
Like, I'm cool with it, and it's fine, but it's just like, I don't know, it just feels weird. Like, it's entirely appropriate, don't get me wrong, but just having Maury Povich look at Maria and Mike and be like, Mike is the father! It's like, I don't know, just Maury Povich on Raw. I'm not sure how I feel about it. Like, I know we've had Jerry Springer, but I don't know how I feel about this. Like, I'm excited for it, but at the same time, it's like, I'm not sure about this. I'm just really not. It's weird.
Okay. So I was going to end Tweet of the Week, but I just remembered there's another tweet I needed to go.
Okay.
I need to do. So Seth Rollins tweeted the following.
Was it I Love Football?
This is a match I've been looking forward to my entire life. The fact that I'm defending the Universal title on Raw season premiere against Rey Mysterio 2019 is mind-boggling. Even six days out from Hell in a Cell and Bray Wyatt, I'll empty a tank for the greatest ever. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Packers scored a touchdown.
Go Pack, go. Sasha
tweeted, this is a match I've been looking forward to my entire life. The fact that I'm wrestling one half of the tag champs on Raw season premiere against Alexa Bliss in 2019 is mind-boggling. Even 6 days out from Hell in a Cell and Becky Lynch, I'll empty the tank for one of the greatest ever.
Who copied who?
Sasha copied Seth.
Well, Sasha doesn't like Alexa, and Alexa doesn't like sarcasm going on there.
Seth Rollins. This is a match I've been looking forward to as much as every other match you've ever had, aka not at all. Lucky for me, you'll underdeliver like you always do and continue to wonder why you're not in more main events.
Oh! He said that to Sasha?
Uh-huh.
Damn!
Charlotte replied with the SpongeBob gif. Alright, I'ma head out.
Said that here starting crap!
I mean, yep, it is.
Damn! Alright. SmackDown?
It's the final time, which means we should do the throwback of the throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
This is the last SmackDown Throwdown.
Makes me very sad. We're not going to do SmackDown on the show anymore.
Because doing, to be honest with you, everyone, it makes no sense to do a SmackDown recap 6 days after it had aired.
Yeah, it really, really doesn't. Like, everybody's seen it. And
speaking of, right on TV, right on cue, Friday Night SmackDown promo.
They knew! Wait, Austin's going to be on SmackDown?
There was Taker in that photo shoot, but Hogan and Austin being promoted for SmackDown. Friday Night
Stop
SmackDown.
Being ahead of me!
What?
Dad! No, give me my golf dad back! Bring him to me!
So, they those were two of the things promoted for SmackDown coming up.
Can we convince Fox to get The Undertaker on a Cowboys game when they air an NFL game?
Go!
Tackle him! I don't know what's going on because he's like 10 seconds ahead of me, but tackle him! Tackle him! Stop him! Stop him! Number 26, you had one job!
To hold on the ball, and he did.
No, the other, oh, the you other mean number the, 26.
The other 26. Got it.
This is us watching football. Anyway, SmackDown, yes. So this is the very last SmackDown Throwdown on this show for right now. Because it doesn't make sense to recap it 6 days later and the night before.
Yeah. So we may do something with SmackDown. It's undecided.
Yeah, we haven't gotten there yet. We're working on it. So.
All right. So Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan opened up the show fighting. Thoughts?
I really like what they're doing with this. It's weird because it's like you have Roman and Daniel working together to stop Rowan
and Harper.
And Harper, which is weird. And Eric Rowan is behind all of this. Like, he's leading all of this. But I feel like there's another twist coming. I don't know, but I really love what they're doing with Eric Rowan in the sense that they're actually doing something with him. And they have remembered that Eric Rowan has a brain. Let us all be thankful for that they remember Eric Rowan has a brain. So I'm really, really liking what they're doing with this so far.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan lost to Eric Rowan. After the match, Roman tried made the save and was trying to help him up, and Bryan was like, nope, not having any of it. And all he wanted to know was, do you want to see me and Rowan kick their asses and do one phrase? And he got most of people to say yes. So Daniel Bryan's returning to the yes movement, even though it was kind of dead. Going to Fox, you're making Daniel Bryan a babyface because...
reasons.
Why not? I mean, it works. And then Hell in a Cell will be Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns against Luke Harper and Eric Rowan.
I also like how just, like, bitter Luke Harper is since he came back. Like, he's just talking six kinds of smack on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, since I'm barely in the pay-per-view picture, here's a picture of me standing on the table taunting Daniel Bryan. It's like, okay, Luke. Okay. You do you.
You do you.
Proud of you.
You do you and all the things. Chad Gable defeated Mike Kanellis.
In a good match.
Solid match. Charlotte was backstage. She ran into Truth and was wondering where Carmella was. And he's like, I don't know where she is. I don't know who this Carmella is. And she wasn't here about the title. She was more about wanting to be partners. Because it's Charlotte and Carmella versus Sasha and Bayley. Good little match. Which saw Sasha and Bayley get the win.
And Carmella hightailed it out of there at some point because everybody wanted the title. And so she got chased out of there.
Yeah. After the match, the girls came down, chased Carmella out. R-Truth carried her off. And there went that. Afterwards, it was a 2-on-1 on Charlotte till Becky Lynch made the save.
Which is like, okay, all right, go Becky.
But that's not the last of Becky Lynch for the show. We'll get to that here in a minute. Shinsuke and Ali had a match. Good little match. Shinsuke got the win.
I could see more of that.
I'd be all right with that. New Day and versus the Big Team. It's more what the hell was Big E doing?
Big E was stretching.
He was
showing how flexible he really is by straddling the middle rope and doing a split and just hanging out. That's what he was doing. But let's celebrate the real win in this, which is the fact that the B team is back on TV and they're using them again. So huzzah for the B team.
The Kabuki Warriors defeated Fire and Desire.
This was a fun match.
Fun little match. And then it was all about Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens. Shane McMahon.
And the lawyers.
And all the lawyers. Shane McMahon called out Kevin Owens. They want to settle this, and he gave him some options. Said option number one, we can take this to court. They'd be locked up for years. You can spend millions of dollars. Number two, Shane said he would drop the lawsuit. He would get reinstated and his $100,000 fine money back. Shane was like, you can have a handshake and just call that. Owens like, you're an idiot. The idea of courtroom makes him sick, but what makes him sicker is Shane being part of the locker room in the back. He doesn't deserve to be there, and what he wants is for Shane McMahon to be gone. What everyone wants is for him to get fired. Shane told him to cut the chase. He challenges Shane McMahon to the one thing he knows. That's one more match. This time, a ladder match. Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens wins, Shane McMahon's gone. If Shane wins, he drops the lawsuit and he's gone from WWE for good. So there's that.
There is that. So things are heating up.
So next week, on the debut of Friday Night SmackDown, it's Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon in a ladder match.
Oh, God. Shane's going to do something stupid. I can feel it.
So we cut to the back. Becky Lynch is backstage. She was asked about Sasha Banks. And then Sasha attacked Becky from behind. They brawled a little bit. She grinded her face up against the fence. And Sasha called herself the best in the division and started to drive her more into the fence as the show closed.
So a nice final SmackDown on USA. Very curious to see what they do on Fox. But yeah, so this was good stuff. I like this.
So this means now we have the Hogans, the Stone Cold Steve Austins, the Trish Stratus. You name it. The list goes on. The big names are going to show up for the 20th anniversary of SmackDown, the debut on Fox, presented by Progressive.
Taker!
We will also have on that show Sasha and Bayley versus Charlotte and Becky. We have Kevin Owens for Shane McMahon in a career on the line ladder match. And we also have for the WWE Championship Brock Lesnar and Kofi Kingston. That's a strong 2-hour lineup right there. I mean,
that's pretty good.
Let's be real on that one. That's, as Larry David says, pretty, pretty, pretty good.
It's a very strong offering.
It's a good first episode.
They're coming out of the gate strong, y'all.
So live next Friday night.
There you go. So NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So this week, things went much smoother. The network works for everybody, so that was a plus. And then starting next week, everything is now on USA in terms of NXT because Suits has ended. So both 2 hours will be on USA Network as opposed to being on the WWE Network. But what I liked about how they did this week and last week was if you don't have the WWE Network, but you're watching NXT, they concluded the first hour as if that is the end of the show for people. So you're not like cutting off in the middle of the show and you're like, oh my God, what happened? It's like, no, here's a definitive end to the first hour of this show. So it's like, if you go over to the network, you're good. But if you don't go over to the network, you're also good. So say it's like you only have time to watch the first hour. It ends right where you're okay. And then you can go pick it up later if you want. It's up to you.
Yep. Okay. So for next week, to talk about next week's show really quick. They made a phrase that they continually mentioned throughout the night. Next week, October 2nd, on USA Network, 8 p.m. Eastern, with a limited commercial interruption.
Very interesting.
Someone smells a mini takeover. I wonder why.
There's nothing debuting next week. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, nothing.
Oh, nothing. There's nothing. Meaning, limited means, hey, after the match, we'll take a break. The matches probably won't be interrupted that much. And if they get interrupted, it'll be a split screen called a hunch. Well, let's talk about the show. It opened up with the Undisputed Era walking out onto the new little set thingy they have above the announcers, posing with all their titles going, hey, look at us, we're here. Did you miss us? Did you miss us? And then Keith Lee took on Dominik Dijakovic. Dijakovic, I think. Dijakovic. Touchdown Eagles. This was a really good match.
This was very entertaining. I like this a lot. I could see more of this and be fine with it.
The stuff, they did off the top rope, like the Avalanche Canadian Destroyer.
That was sick as hell.
My favorite part about this matchup is something Mauro was doing, was trying to do. Keith Lee is going to the top rope to do something. He stopped on the middle rope and did a moonsault, which was great. But he's going to the top rope.
Oh, wait, no, what? No, he's not. Never mind.
Never mind.
It's not a thing. Never mind. But yeah, this was great. The match ends with Dominic basically spiking Keith Lee. I don't know how else to put it. Or no.
No.
Keith Lee won this match.
Keith Lee won this matchup. So Dijakovic went with a moonsault, right?
Just call him Dominic. It's easier.
I just want to say Dijak because that was his name. That was his gimmick name in ROH. He went for the moonsault. He landed it. But Lee had it like caught him and did like the Undertaker sit up and then did like a jackhammer power slam. The limit break or something, and got the win. Good match.
Very good match.
Best performance I've seen out of Keith Lee.
It's good that we're finally getting to see what Keith Lee can do, because, you know, we heard a lot of hype around him, and then they sort of, like, just did nothing with him, and it's like, okay, so is he really not that good? Like, what's going on? And, so yeah, so now we're getting to see how talented Keith Lee really is.
Dakota Kai made her long anticipated return to NXT, taking on Tainara, no longer Conti.
Yeah, she lost her last name.
She lost her name.
Brent, your girl's back.
And she was very happy to be out there.
She was so cute.
She looked good. You could tell she's still coming back, but coming back from ACL, it takes a while to fully regain your speed and everything. She looked good. She won with the GTK, the go-to kick. They sort of GTS. I enjoyed what it was. It was nice to see her back. Fans liked it. And she comes off as very someone that's like, you can get behind.
She's cute as all hell. I mean, you can't take that away from her at all. And this was a nice way to sort of introduce her to the audience before you put her into a full-blown feud. This is, okay, we're going to put her out there. We're going to let people see her, you know, make the decision about her, and then we're going to do what we're going to do with her.
Yeah, she'll add a nice depth to the NXT Women's roster. Matt Riddle, Killian Dane, and their second street fight in as many weeks. For the shot at the NXT Championship. This was less street fighting early, but turned into a brawl towards the end. Riddle got the win.
Which is surprising, but not.
Not really. This was a really good battle.
The only thing I didn't like about this was you had Riddle running around in his bare feet. I know that's his thing, but you had him running around backstage and like all over the place in his bare feet. I'm like, ew,
it's what he do.
It's what he does, but it's like, that's how you get, like, diseases on your feet and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what happens. But anyway, that's the thing. So Matt Riddle gets shot. Undisputed Era came out. They tried to attack him. Cole got put in the armbar as we ended our number one.
Yep, which was a really solid inning. Really liked that.
Rhea Ripley defeated Kaden Carter, who was, she was named something else before that. I can't remember what her name was. But that's her new name, is Kaden Carter.
This is just pure dominance by Rhea, and she looked badass.
Lacey Lane was her former name.
Yeah.
Since they already have a Lacey, you can't have two Laceys. Makes sense.
Yeah, she was in, former Lacey was a part of the Mae Young Classic.
Mm-hmm. Along with
last year.
Along with Rhea Ripley, yeah.
Yeah.
Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch took on Ever Rise of Chase Parker and Matt Martell. Solid match.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very entertaining.
They got the, Lorcan and Burch got the win. Last week, Cameron Grimes got a quick win. This one took about 8 minutes to get a victory on, Raul Mendoza. Good little match.
I want to know more about Cameron Grimes. Not because I necessarily like him, but it's like, is he a carnival worker? Is, like, what's his whole deal? Like, who is he?
Besides being a big fan of the Hardy Boys?
Besides being a big fan of the Hardy Boys, besides the fact that he has a top hat and a very nice vest, like, who is he? Like, what is he? I feel like we need more of an intro on him, and maybe they're working on that. But, I mean, they're clearly doing something with him, which is fine. But it's like, just, I want to know more about him, because it's like, I'm curious, but I'm not quite there yet. Because, mm-hmm. like, you could fit into my psycho aesthetic, but you could not, so let's, like, talk about this.
It was the Imperium, Wolf, Archer, and Eichner, and Barthel taking on Kushida and two partners of his choosing, which were Breezango, Fandango, and Tyler Breeze. Good main event matchup. Kushida got the win for his team over Imperium. Afterwards, after the celebration, Walter attacked Kushida.
Walter did not attack. Walter kicked Kushida in the face. Boys. And that was it. That was like the size of it. Like, he didn't even break a sweat. I'm pretty sure he didn't even wrinkle his pants. He just literally kicked Kushida in the face, and that's it. Like, Walter is just thick and strong. That is the only way I can describe him, is just absolutely thick and strong. It's insane. It's a little scary, not gonna lie. But I liked it. I liked the whole thing about this. Like, you know, love me some Breezango. I love Kushida. This is my first time really seeing Imperium, so that was really nice. I think they're all very talented. But yeah, Walter came out and he just like was bam to Kushida. And it's like, okay, all right. So you close NXT for the last time on the network, at least live for a little while. You know, not including takeovers. With Walter and Imperium standing tall over Kushida.
So next week on the limited commercial interrupted version of NXT, the season premiere, I guess, of the 2-hour premiere of NXT on the USA Network with limited commercial interruptions, you will see Johnny Wrestling versus Shane Taylor. Right? That's him? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You will see for the NXT tag team titles, the Street Profits versus Undisputed Era.
Street Profits.
You will see for the NXT Women's Championship, Shayna Baszler and Candice LeRae.
Which should be good.
And you'll see Matt Riddle challenge Adam Cole for the NXT Championship.
Shaping up to be a very solid show.
I mean, give some of these matches a lot of time, they're gonna be good. They're gonna be good. Now, before we go for the evening, we want to.
Oh, that should be a flag.
It's fine. Let them play.
It's not fine.
Let
no.
Them play.
No, that should be a flag. That is a flag.
Let them play. Let them play. Let them play. Now, before we go.
He smacked him on the head.
Fine, you do the transition.
So that does it for us.
No.
Here.
No.
No.
You wanted to, we wanted to talk a little Fortnite, remember?
Oh, that's right. We're not done. We are not done.
This is why I said before we go, we want to talk a little Fortnite because season 11 is approaching and season 10 is wrapping up. And there's a big event coming up that's been speculated on here, and that's going on in Fortnite. Because they want to bring people back to Fortnite because, yeah, they're adding bots and stuff in season 11. And better matchmaking is happening now. There's an event coming. If you've noticed when you play Fortnite, there's been a rocket that's been building in the visitor's warehouse in the Dusty Depot.
And the rocket, I think, is now complete.
The rocket is full on complete. When you go inside the Dusty Depot, you see a little section with the mechs. How they've been scanning them, and they've noticed there's some weakness in the mechs. And lo and behold, the mechs are just blowing up on the map now.
Yeah, there are no more mechs on the map. They come down and they land and then they go kaboom and there is no mechs anymore. Which makes, I think, everybody very, very happy. The fact that they're still in the game, but they are not a playable feature in the game anymore. They go away.
For now.
For now.
They could come back because I think there's challenges that people still may need to do. But as of now, the mechs are very unstable. They don't land. So there's speculation on what this event could be and what's coming up in season 11. Because there's talk that we could be getting a brand new map.
There is. I think we got a little taste of what the new map could be based on the new point of interest that's out by Junk Junction, which is Sleepy Suburb?
Starry Suburbs.
Starry Suburbs, I think it's called. But it's, one, they put Victorian architecture in the game, which I'm extremely excited about because I'm a nerd like that. So if I could get that in creative, that would be fantastic because I need to build all the things with that set. But two, it's this really cute, nice, very small point of interest, but it's different from anything else that we've really seen in the game. And so what could happen is because the Zero Point is in the process of exploding, has been all season, because time has been frozen or is in very, very slow motion all season, is at some point that's going to let go and the Zero Point is going to explode. And then there's also this little thing called a meteor that's just been hovering over the map all season. You know, no big deal. Not a thing. Totally not a thing. That could also potentially hit too. So could that spell catastrophe for the current map to the point that it wipes the current map off of the game, essentially, face of the planet, whatever you want to call it. And we get a brand new location.
There's also teasers because this loading screen for the overtime week is called The End. The challenges are called The End. And you see the loading screen as everyone's waving goodbye to the battle bus. So it's like, we're leaving. It appears we're leaving this island, supposedly.
Which makes sense, because, I mean, you've had 10 seasons with this island.
2 years as of today.
2 years as of today, officially. Happy birthday, Fortnite. And they've made substantial changes to it, but at some point, you just need to refresh the whole map. And they've done that by changing different points of interest, doing different things with the rifts. Not everybody has been super happy with it. So here's a chance for them to just completely start fresh with the map, wipe it clean, and give people a new reason to play the game, which is good.
Yeah. Going back to the event really quick, there's speculation because the rocket is being built with mech parts. The rocket might not launch as planned, like the first time, as everything that's happened so far this season is not going as it once did. It would fit the theme. So there's that. There's speculation that whatever this event is, which could be taking place in about 10 days from now, 9 days from now, that it could be a combination of everything we've seen so far. And Lindsay noticed something when we were screwing around in Fortnite last night, where everything's located. Where's it located, Lindsay? All the rifts. Like,
they're all kind of in a circle around Dusty.
Dusty in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably where everything's gonna go down. Weren't they there last time, too? I mean, wasn't that where everything sort of took place? With the monster showdown?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So could a giant rift open and could the monster come back?
It could.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Like when the rocket launches, could it, what would it do? Like, would it, because the last time the rocket went off, it opened a crack in the sky. Could it reopen the crack and the monster come through? We don't know. That's when all this weird crap started happening, was when that crack happened. So, you know.
That crack in the sky led us to getting actually rifts. Like, before there was no movement on the map, you had to actually walk the map. Then you got rifts, and you were able to... Remember the
Dude,
old...
Dude, we got golf carts! What are you talking about?
I mean, we got
Forget
golf
the carts. Rifts, we got golf carts!
No, but remember the Stoneheads that were about by Tomato, and we always would take it and go wherever we needed to go to? I mean, I miss Tomato.
I miss movement.
I miss Tomato. Tomato Town. Tomato Town, leading to his houses.
Yeah, the Red House of Death.
Not that house. The house is out right outside Tomato.
The other houses of death.
Right before Risky.
Yeah, I know which ones you're talking about. Other houses of death.
That was my went through the bunker to Tomato. Such an easy path of getting gear. Now I gotta go to Sunny Steps. It's not the same.
You don't have to go to Sunny Steps. There are other places on the island you can go.
I know.
And technically, Tomato is still there. The bunker is still there.
Yeah, but there's lava there. It's not the same.
Just build forehead.
Lol. But yeah, anyway, there's stuff coming with the event, and we'll have it all covered.
Yeah, so nobody knows when this is going to happen. It could happen next week. It's being speculated that what's going to occur is that the rocket's going to launch the night before the new season starts or day of the season starts, and that's how the season begins, is either with a video or with an in-game event, and they release whatever they're going to release that day.
Because there's speculation that the season ends on the 10th. There's also speculation that because based on the in-game timer, it ends on the 6th at 2 p.m. Eastern. No one knows. We'll see.
I think it would actually be really cool if they did end it based on the in-game timer, like, because we all expect it to launch on a Thursday, right? Like, that is the expectation. They're like, no, we're going to end it on the 6th.
At 2 p.m., and then there'll be an hour of downtime as they update everything, or a couple hours of downtime. That would be interesting if they were during a day.
Typically, they don't, because they like to launch the game overnight, where they drop the updates overnight, and then you log in the next morning and you run the updates, and that's how you get into the game. Because then that way, if there are any problems, you typically, Australia and Asia see it first, and they're able to sort of get to those problems before it hits the US and European markets. So they're not as impacted by it, because there's always glitches and whatnots whenever there's a new season and throughout the season, but we'll just have to see.
We'll have to see. But I think we're done.
I think we're done too. So everybody tune in, because next week we're doing Hell in a Cell preview. So you'll want to listen to that, because yeah, we get to talk about Bray Wyatt, which is my favorite thing ever, versus Seth Rollins and everybody else on the pay-per-view. There is no Fortnite with Friends tonight because Rog is not feeling good, so that will return probably next week. We should be around Saturday, maybe. We'll just see what everybody's schedules are doing. So
we'll have Fortnite with Friends on Saturday. We'll be good for Saturday.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Tweet us something you want us to do, whether it's play Battle Royale or something. Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. Anyway, should I continue now with plugs?
Yes, go ahead.
Saturday Night Midnight is another edition of the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual CB Radio. Greater than Great Debate is SmackDown Superstars. Ignore the WWE tournament thing they put out on Twitter. Do ours, Greater than Great Debate .com. Sunday night, they'll talk wrestling, because it's Wrestle Talk Radio. They'll preview Hell in a Cell. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's Raw Push, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back, as mentioned, next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Direct Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Also, you can use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop when you buy new skins like Batman and all the new stuff coming, and Season 11 Battle Passes and all that fun, happy stuff.
You good?
Yep.
All right, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-E-N-S-W-A-R-D. And, you know, don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you Saturday with Fortnite with Friends. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.